It's our fall fund drive on Michigan Radio. This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's been nearly 2 years since a lame duck legislature made Michigan the 24th right-to-work state. 12,000 furious protesters flocked to the state capitol. They passed around inflatable rats. They chanted, waved signs, banged on locked doors, tangled with state troopers wearing riot gear, and they vowed Republicans would pay dearly at the next election. Well, here we are. Election Day 2014 is at hand. And as Detroit News editorial page editor Nolan Finley points out in a recent editorial, Right to Work has gone AWOL. Nolan Finley is with us, as well as Michigan Radio's political analyst, Jack Lessenberry. Nolan, as you've been following this election cycle, has anyone Democratic said anything publicly about Right to Work?
Not publicly, and certainly not in campaign advertising. I know the UAW is using it quietly, word of mouth, to rally their members in their get-out-the-vote drive. But in terms of advertising, in terms of at the debate, the gubernatorial debate the other night, it simply wasn't mentioned.
And Jack, why do you think this is? Why haven't Democrats and unions followed through on those furious promises from December 2012?
Well, there are a number of reasons. Two of the biggest ones are that even if Mark Schauer were to win, there's nothing he could do about it. Republicans are going to have a majority in the state Senate. They may well have one in the state House, too, and they're not about to repeal it. The other is that if it's going to have any major negative effects, it's going to take a long time. We haven't had a new round of auto talks yet. We've had a few highly publicized teachers bow out of the teachers' unions, but sort of a negligible number. And some people have long-term contracts that won't kick in some cases, as much as for 8 years.
Yeah, I think that's right, Cynthia. You know, the negative impact has not shown itself. I think a lot of people are saying, what's the big deal? You know, I think that's part of it. The other part of it, I think their polling shows that it's not a winning issue. I still think the polling that was done when this thing was pushed through is right on, that more than half Michigan voters would vote for this thing if it were on the ballot. So in terms of a broad audience, it's not a winning issue. I think that's why they're limiting it to just to firing up union workers in person-to-person communications.
I still think it's surprising, especially considering that Mark Schauer got pepper sprayed in the eye that day in Lansing. I guess it's surprising that Schauer's not waving that proverbial bloody shirt in his campaign speeches or ads.
Well, he is in a different way. It sort of helps him make the case that Governor Snyder is not on working people's side. And, of course, Snyder has lost some voters. Nobody thinks Snyder is going to get the 58% that he got last time. But, again, it's all been sort of muted. I'm not sure I agree with Nolan that this would pass on a statewide ballot. We do know that people voted against putting collective bargaining in the Constitution. But at any rate, it's here. And I suppose that if everybody the week after Right to Work had been plunged into working for minimum wage, it would have a much bigger effect. But, of course, that hasn't happened.
Jack, can labor prove it's still a force to be reckoned with in politics in this state?
Well, the jury's out on that. I think it can in certain places at certain times. I disagree with Nolan. This election is not all about Right to Work. It's a factor, but there's a lot of other things going on. Of course, the personalities of the candidates. Actually, I think the pension tax has politically hurt Governor Snyder more than the Right to Work issue has. We'll just have to wait and see. But complex elections, gubernatorial elections, are very seldom fought on one issue. But Nolan is correct that the unions have failed to make this a major rallying point. And, you know, there's a lot of different reasons you can speculate as to why.
Nolan, do you agree with Jack about the pension tax being an Achilles heel for Snyder?
Absolutely. I mean, even people who aren't paying the tax, even seniors who aren't paying the tax, because it does apply to a limited amount of seniors for now. But even the ones who aren't paying the tax think they are. It's been a very effective messaging tool. And Jack's certainly right. There's a lot more issues than this. But it was important, I think, that labor extract a price from the Republicans who sort of on a number of issues thumped them over the last 4 years. And if they can't do it here, you have to wonder where they can do it.
Nolan Finley is editorial page editor of the Detroit News. Jack Lessenberry, of course, is Michigan Radio's political analyst. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks, Cynthia.
My pleasure.